for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking. Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times, if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard wall. This brother, come on,
zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one, though? Down. Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Oh, shut up!
You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
Fucking, triple.
That just fucking called in and hangs up, you fucking motherfucker. That fucking pisses me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying. You're clearly just...
Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. And welcome to Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win, the secret Patreon podcast. We're here with my good friend Jason Tebow, just road dogged it down the sand dog.
Road dogged it, came back, had to come back for this and support Sammy's show. Now, I've noticed that there are three hosts of this show. One of them is just perusing around up front.
Oh, he's literally bent over doggy style, like looking for fans to come talk to him. Not even kidding.
I go, hey,
like, bent over the like,
he literally ran when I said we're gonna do this. He literally ran.
Well, you know what happened the other night, Saturday. He and Johnny will attest to this, or Sunday. I'm doing a podcast and then I got an 11 o'clock spot, but I want to do a Patreon right after. Me and Johnny, like, cool, no problem. I go, Johnny, let's meet here at 10 o'clock or whatever. Got here, waiting about, I don't know, 1 o'clock. Johnny's like, so are we just going to call this? Or next day I get a text. So then I text Johnny the next day. I go, I'm going to send Ari this text. Hey, are we still doing a podcast last night?
What, did you?
No, because before I even sent it, he sent me a text. It was like, oh, sorry, this was in my phone. I forgot to hit send. And it was like, this podcast I'm doing right now is taking too long. I'm not going to do my spot. I'm not coming
and
to the store.
And that was the second night that happened, remember?
Oh, he did two nights in a row?
Yeah.
Like a fucking asshole?
Well, the first night, all of us, we couldn't get in the studio because they were doing a podcast, and then It was like later, and all of us were like, well, let's do it tomorrow instead of tonight.
Yeah. Okay, real quick, let's bring in our guest real quick. He's a very funny comic, has a great podcast called Crime, and the kids are all talking about it, and he's known as the MMA comic. Please welcome Rich Slayton, everybody.
You're welcome, world. You're welcome.
Yes, and then joining us, not coming in sloppy with some racial slurs, just seem to be a little bit more.
She looks on fire.
What's her favorite?
Hard ends. Please welcome the Fight Nanny, everybody.
This is only my second drink from Dana, so.
Okay. Well, we got to.
Oh, I usually light
maybe
you up.
I should suck it down real fast and see what I'm getting.
Oh, and that's when you start dropping it. That's your spinach for the N-word.
I don't drink at all, really. So two drinks, I'm like, I don't remember.
You should
much.
Suck it down, then you should finish that drink. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. I do know. That's what's up.
Look at the guy in the hipster sweater.
I didn't know you were going to be here. I'm so excited. So
give him another rubber band for his wrist.
I just got it.
Just a note, we have video for the first time on Patreon.
We have video.
We are recording video.
Where's video? Right there?
Yep.
Oh, good God. Oh, that changes everything.
Hi, everybody.
I thought there was always.
No.
No, there's always a still
don't
photo.
Don't you go on Patreon?
I subscribe to it, but I don't listen because I'm nervous about what I've said.
No. No, man. I love it. I love the Patreon.
It's hot when girls say the N-word, dude. Just go for it.
Oh, my
God. I mean,
God. That's
his number one.
I really want to talk about it.
He can't come unless you say it.
Yeah, I do enjoy people think I'm full of shit. I like being called the N-bomb as I slam ham.
I like calling people that as I drive in traffic, so we have a lot in common.
I was once called the M-word crossing the street. He's like, you walk like a car. And I was like, I fuck like one, too. Ask your mom. And then I ran off.
Oh, that's good. And people aren't used to seeing people running in
guess
a cross section.
Guess who's here tonight at the show? Fun
audience
story.
Or went up?
Audience.
Give me three guesses. Is it a porn star?
No.
Okay.
I know.
Quentin Tarantino.
No.
One. It was Quentin. He just doesn't care about that one.
Oh, was he here? He's always here.
No,
he's here a lot. Here. That's why I guessed him.
No.
DeAndre Jordan.
Hint.
Nope. Scott Ross.
I would love that.
Oh, Scotty Ross. I never would have guessed that.
Scott Ross, who now has a black belt.
I was going to ask that.
And that's how he makes his money.
Now, how
choking
long?
Out bitches.
How long is his hair now? Because this guy keeps
he
going in and out of.
Bit. It's gray. He's shredded. Because that's all he does is jujitsu.
But he's getting that old man shred. Like, if you and I get shred up, we still have that, like.
He's, you know what?
When the extra skin
shred. I look
shred.
Like an MMA fighter that's like about to retire and just blow up.
When you get old man shred, you know, you get like prison yard shred. That's like you get the prison yard build where it's like you're strong, but you're not cut.
People think you have a tougher backstory than you do.
Yeah.
When they say, 100%. Like, dude, this guy's got a
story to
tell.
You know who else was here tonight? Who? UFC fighter Kelvin Gastelum.
That's what I thought you were going to say. He bought tickets to your
show. Bought, yeah.
He came up and I was like, oh, you're on the guest list, right? And he looked at me, he's like, no. And I'm like, oh, I don't know who you are. Just kidding. What's your last name?
Oh, you're so funny.
I was like, oh, sorry.
I was thinking it was my other friend Gastelum.
I acted like I didn't know, but also
that's your new thing?
He's fighting. No, I mean, I just thought he would be on the guest list.
He's about to
really
beat up some loser from Jersey or whatever.
He's going to fight Weidman in a month, so, so I almost gave him like a pen to the eye or
I'm
something.
I'm surprised you didn't
like
kick him out.
So he couldn't. I was telling Rich, like, even though I don't want to like him, I get starstruck with any fighter that comes in.
You
but
really
I,
do.
I kept it super
You're,
cool, though.
What are they called, chicks who fuck MMA
fighters? I don't
want to
fuck
are
him.
They
I
gym?
Just got
Puerto
excited.
Rican?
Puerto Rican. What are they called?
Hey.
Like,
you know what Dana said to me?
Called chuckle fuckers.
You know what Dana said to me?
Dana
upstairs?
White?
No, Dana, Sam's girlfriend, goes... You remember when you wanted to fuck Brendan Schaub? And I go, I've never wanted to fuck Brendan Schaub. I'm
Why?
A fan. No. And she goes, I want to fuck Brendan O'Brien while Sam watches.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's
I don't
what,
think you were supposed to give
what,
that secret
no.
away.
I'm pretty sure Sam could come to that.
That's,
hey, that's a Patreon
that's
secret.
What
I'll that's,
watch
what, that's what they're paying for
that's
is
what
that
said.
Level secret.
I respect
that.
Triplett calls that getting out of the red.
I respect that.
That's what's up, bro.
She's like, while Sam watches. And she's like, and he would.
Triplett.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, look who made it.
One Jew for another. Get in.
Look who decided to show up because here's what I heard, Ari. Tell me if this is true or false.
Ari, ran from doing this.
We're like, hey, let's do a Patreon, and you couldn't come down here to do it because you're too busy doing what?
No, Sam said, hey, come down here, and I was like, I'm actually about to head
Dana,
out.
Dana, we just found out you want to get double teamed by Brian Callen and by Brendan Schaub while I watch. That was the big
thing.
You
have to watch?
I have to watch. And this is my brother. Ari, have you met my brother?
Yeah. We met a couple times. Did you know I beat Sam in bowling? Did you know I beat
and
Sam in bowling?
Oh, yeah.
And
Jason.
He is. He said
Jay.
He wants to watch.
Hold on. We got two conversations going on here. Let's. Jay, come here. Jason, I had to watch 1 hour of gay porn because this fucking Jew beat me in a fucking bowling. I let down our family. And he was really smart because he got the three games. So what I did was try to fucking rest my arm. And he goes, no, we're going five. I'm like, three. He goes, five. So he got me on that. I had to watch.
Yeah,
like,
but I beat him I beat him in three. You beat me the first game. I think I beat you in two.
No, you beat me in three.
It was three. Well, that's what he kept saying, Jay, the whole time, like a month leading up to the bet. All Sam
I'm
kept
so
saying was, like it helps him. My brother used to be called Bull Jackson.
Yeah.
Do you know? My brother can bowl with both arms. And Ari's like, I'm not playing your brother.
Yeah.
I'm playing you.
Jason could bowl a 300 with both hands.
Called a 600.
You've bowled a 300 with both
it's
hands?
It's hot in here.
Each hand bowled a 300? Yeah. Wow, that's great.
No, he was like 15 bowling with like grown men with families and alcoholism and just like dudes would throw chairs.
Yeah, you mean bowling. That's called bowling.
Bowling is alcoholism and people throwing chairs. I like bowling because you can still be 47 and fat and a champion.
That is true.
Any
Payne Weber, right? Wasn't he one of the best?
Any sport where pot might help you.
What was his name? No, Payne Weber was
Who
Payne.
Was the guy who's the most famous of all time? Earl Anthony, right? Was it Earl Anthony?
Pete Weber, that's it.
No,
that's
but
it.
Earl Anthony was the old man, you remember? And then he died falling down the stairs, which probably meant he just got shit-faced, and he fucking fell. By the way, Ari, we are now video.
Oh.
Ari, a lot of people are upset today about the bet. They think it's lopsided in your favor because you're never on your phone. I tried
lot
to
of,
do-
No one said anything.
A lot of people
were
upset today that we got kicked off. You couldn't watch our video for a long time
because
Katy Perry police... Decided to get in our
crazy.
Business. In
not
our
the,
business.
Not
is
the
it
balls?
Back up?
I think it's back up, yeah.
That's
not
crazy.
The balls? Can you do it if you're talking about something?
Of everything that we did, how many times you farted in my face, you spreading your asshole, you put your balls over the camera, and then we show a Katy Perry video that plays her audio, and they're like, sorry, we're going to have to take this whole thing down.
Totally.
It didn't even play the video, right?
You couldn't
audio?
Even play it. They just somehow completely shut it down. You couldn't play the audio.
Even though, Dana, you're off the mic, so hold off, but... She didn't believe me about the fucking talking of the bleaching and all that and how the advertisement just came up.
Oh, it did. It was so weird.
It was crazy.
It was so
this
weird.
Is what happens.
This is Dana Marshall's first time on any podcast ever.
Okay, if you
after
say...
After saying she wants to get DP'd by the fucking fire of the kid, go on.
She did say that. She's the traitor, Ari, not
no,
me.
She's not a traitor. She's like, you watch. Okay, I'd watch.
If Johnny typed in, or you typed in the description of the episode where he was getting his ass bleached, okay?
Bleached.
Then what happens is Google or whoever encrypts like, oh, ass bleach, right? Then... if you're on there then it's going to come up with like, hey, do you like your ass to be bleached? Then here, check this out.
So you think that if we were just talking animals and koala bears,
yes,
and we go koalabears.com, anal bleaching would just come up?
No, because you're not talking about
koala bears.
Correct.
Yeah.
And it wasn't anal bleach, by the way. It was just regular bleach.
It was just regular bleach. They just heard the word bleach.
Yeah.
She's not saying that.
What's she saying?
She's saying that the computer, based on what he's typed in his computer before, did an algorithm and pulled it up. And you're saying that they heard us talking about it.
They did something. I don't know how they knew. Maybe somebody typed it. Somebody. But like,
Oh, that's really cute, guys.
I was thinking about
Yeah, Sam's girlfriend and Ari have the same fingernail polish. How adorable. Get your butthole out, dipshit.
Do your job. Get your butthole out.
Someone upstairs just asked me how the bleach smelled, and I was like, it was like
I met the gimp. I met the gimp out there with his full hair.
Oh, he's out there? Oh, is it the guy
Dana,
with the long
off,
hair?
Dana's a whistle. Off mic.
My asshole feels great.
That's never stopped this podcast. 60% of the people that talk on this podcast don't have a microphone in front of their face.
Do you feel, Ari, after bleaching your asshole, you could walk quicker? Like it was cleaner and you have a little less like air resistance?
No, it just made it lighter.
Did you ask the girl that painted your nails if your asshole was lighter?
No, she doesn't.
Good question.
Look in there. She'll do other.
So that's the only person that you know that doesn't look in there.
Yeah.
So we've been more intimate with you than
she's actually usually disgusted by the stuff I do on Punch Drunk, but then when
as
I was
is
like,
most of the world,
I was like, I gotta pay off a bet on the podcast. She goes, oh, that sports one, and I was like, yeah. She goes, what's the bet? I'm like, why do you even ask me this stuff? You're just gonna get mad again.
So this is a regular.
Are you dating
chick.
Her? Is this a Jewish girl?
No.
Oh. I really was.
That's a very adverse
her.
Reaction.
No, but I told her, I was like, I'm bleaching my ass. So she goes, oh, that's not that bad.
Does she know you wiped your hand with your ass the other day on a hike? And do you guys know this?
No, I did not know that. What is this?
I was on a hike with O'Neill. Ryan O'Neill.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And I had to take a dump.
And he
I was like, I guess I can
with.
Wait it, but I didn't take my morning dump. I was like, this is a mistake. Like, we just started going. I'm like.
You're up in the hills. You're up in Runyon Canyon.
Griffith Park.
Okay.
I'm like, we're going to be here for an hour and a half. This is going to make it way less enjoyable. And I was like, no, I can hold it. And then like, I don't know.
Was there
a minute later? I was like, nah, let me just get rid of this.
Okay. So you take the shit. You went like
on a hill.
Fucking.
So on a hill, I did the crouch, full crouch on the hill is great. Cause in the logs,
you went frontiersman where you just shit in the woods.
It's called the gravity flush.
So now I can say there's a Jew shit in the woods and they'll be like, yeah, Ari Shaffir has.
Yeah.
So you did that.
Bear is the actual term. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then he was like, what are you going to wipe with? I was like, my hand and some water. So I had a full water bottle. So as I'm crouched over.
You spent too much time in the Orient, my friend.
I'm crouched over like this.
You really, you went full Filipino.
Water in the hand. Water. Well, my legs are further apart. Water in the hand, and then just spread the butt. Water.
I wish you could see Sam's brother right now. Devastated. I'm mostly devastated at what you're saying.
There was some peanut matter left over.
You're getting Sam kicked out of his own family, Ari.
Water in the hand. Swash,
this doesn't gross you out.
Why do you feel like you had to wipe your ass?
You're upsetting Bull Jackson.
That is alarming.
Why do you feel like you had to wipe your ass?
I had to wipe. You can't just walk.
Why?
You can't walk another hour with a fucking shitty ass.
But you were
going to
just leave the shit on your hand.
Why? People have been doing that forever.
What a relief.
Here's the amazing thing.
Anything.
Or any shirt you were wearing. Anything. A sock.
He wasn't going to watch.
June.
Yeah. Here's the impressive thing. Sam's brother can wipe
socks.
His ass clean
Ryan
with both hands.
A sock. And Ryan also told him he needed to wash his hands with dirt because
he
was not going to wash his hands.
He made wipe
with
my
anything.
Dirt all over my hands.
He was going to just
continue
the
I wiped it with the water. I washed it with the water. It barely got on there. I didn't use fingernail. Question, Tebow.
How many times from the rest of that hike did you smell your hand and go, huh, that was inside of me, huh?
5 to 7.
Oh, baby. Baby did that.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think I smell it.
But you're also 50.
I try
keep
to get,
that in mind.
I tried to get O'Neill to smell it, and he was like, no. And
then, of course, he's an adult.
And then later we were
you
walking.
You didn't like this in his face.
No,
anything,
he was
like,
don't
like
fucking touch
to
me. We walked up and then all the way down, and then by the end, I was like, hey man, that was a great hike. Let's get back to the car. And he was like, yeah. He's like, why is your fucking asshole? Get off
Have
me.
You heard how his girlfriend hugged him right when he got home and put her hand right in that shoulder yet?
Nice. No.
And she was really mad about it.
She should be mad. Hang on, let me just give myself a quick note. Never hike with Ari. Okay, cool.
It's the first time I've done that on a hike
quick
outside
question.
Like that.
I got a feeling it won't be the last.
Would you have done that before you went abroad for this?
I doubt it. No, I would not. Question. One, I'm very comfortable with shit squatting now, so I was like, oh, I know the stance on this, 100%.
Oh, so you felt like you were just doing the customs of your home.
I know how to do it. And with the hill, you don't even need a hole.
Yeah, and you've done so much yoga, you just called that downward facing shit.
Yeah. Oh, I was a big human shit, too. There was some, Indonesia and
wherever the kids
Myanmar
fuck for free.
And, Cambodia.
Wherever there's no toilets, that's where it's been.
No, I did not. I only shit in like weird outhouse kind of stalls.
You look really healthy.
Appreciate
You're
that.
You're very thin.
Thanks.
Yeah. Like, trim.
I'm
she
a
might
want to
fuck you too.
It's all that. Yeah, it's all that pink eye and fucking Ebola.
Scott Epstein says he trained me for free in jiu-jitsu.
Maybe turn that DP into a TP.
Dana, he didn't,
what
he
that
didn't
means.
Know
triple
Kelvin.
Team, triple team.
Kelvin Gastelum was at a show.
Yeah, we had pro.
He bought tickets to
Kevin
Gastelum? Yeah,
the guy who smoked
Who's
a lot of
gonna
weed.
Who's going to beat Weidman next month? You guys hear that? I said it. He's going to beat Weidman next month.
Nope. That was
going
to come out wet.
Why
he's going to come
he's
out
he's
wet.
Beat Weidman?
Because Weidman just seems like he's losing all the time.
Weidman's
no
done already.
Yeah. So I was going to like stab him in the eyeball with a pen or something nonchalant, but I didn't. I kept it cool.
I think we're going to laugh at when we find out that Kevin got banned for
His
eating
name is
weed.
He did get banned.
Yeah, I know, but
yeah,
in like 3 years,
his
people like,
turnover
can you believe they
was really
for
fast.
Weed?
Oh, I was going to say, yeah.
It'll be weird.
Yeah,
it's
it
so
will be.
Stupid.
It's like when you try to explain to somebody, like, do a joke about getting caught with weed somewhere, and like, oh, crazy. And you do it here, people are like, I don't know, what do you mean? I don't understand.
Here you can, like, smoke on the street.
Or they make
you
drop it.
You like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's
the ticket in Burbank for smoking a cigarette on the sidewalk is more expensive than the ticket for smoking pot on a sidewalk without your license.
Did you That's get great. A ticket for both?
No,
is
but
that
I know somebody.
Know?
I know somebody
oh, really?
That got one for both.
Really?
And I was smoking a cigarette.
Was it Red
that guy Hasten Hebo?
No, Red Band got the cigarette one, and then a different friend of mine got the weed one. And one is like $50 if you don't have your card.
Are you?
I believe on you.
Yeah.
And then cigarette, and regardless, $150 ticket, smoking a cigarette anywhere that's not
Burbank.
Allowed.
In America.
Dude, Burbank you can be walking
bank.
Down the sidewalk in Burbank, not even knowing that's a rule. Having a cigarette and a cop can literally pull you over and just pull us over on the side. Well, I think that's disgusting.
Let's give it up for off mic Dana, everybody. Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
Your shirt, is that an actual shirt you've had for a while, or is that like a hipster thing where you can
Dude,
buy
had,
it pre-worn?
I've had this shirt for 12 years.
Let's
12 years?
That he changed his shirt. He's been wearing the same red shirt for 2
Why didn't you use that old fucking rag to wipe your turd picture, fuckwad?
Is there a reason for that?
I packed 4 shirts when I came.
Oh, people on Twitter are talking about it. I saw it.
I have 4 shirts out here, so I keep washing them.
I was like, but I mean, that makes sense to me that
shirt?
Ari would wear one like
Why
uniform.
Do I get a new shirt? I have 4 shirts, and I wash and dry where I'm staying. Wow, you are bombed. Jesus crowd roars. What'd you say? What'd you say?
Did you hear the crowd cheer for you when you came out?
Oh, yeah. That's, I did. It was nice.
He's used
this
to
is
that
Mama's night
this.
Out drinking. She's allowed to. Mama's allowed to drink. She's worked hard.
She hasn't drank in 2 months.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
2 months?
And her sister passed
sister
away
died?
In those 2 months.
Away. Congratulations.
Oh, and
Jesus Christ. Sorry. So she's not one of us. Oh. She has feelings and hope.
And she could bowl a 300 with both hands.
$4,500. For her body.
Here, put
to be
the
driven
mic.
From Orange County.
To West Hollywood.
To do a full Jew
$4,500 just
Jew
get her a seat on a bus.
It costs $5,000 to move a deceased body from Orange County to
I'm
Hollywood?
West Hollywood to wash her body in an Orthodox Jewish way.
Dana, you're Jewish?
Dude, I would have done that
Jew.
For $75. $75.
Easily.
If there are any
I
Jewish people
it.
In Los Angeles area that are thinking about passing away soon.
They wrapped her in all the stuff. Yeah. And watch the people watch the body overnight.
And then they drove her back to OC.
Wow. Was it the $4,500 round trip, or did you have to pay again? Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, because that's a whole different thing.
Oh
yeah,
my mom said. Yeah. Don't bother.
When she goes.
Don't bother
did
her
Did you
with
pay
her.
It, Dana? You're
no,
the
no,
money
no.
bags of the family?
No.
It's, you know, when you're drunk, you can't complete your no.
Dana's allowed to drink. This is her night to drink. She did. She ran the tickets. Packed house. Ari,
finish line.
Right?
You're at the finish line.
It was a great show.
And you had Bert Kreischer. Who else? Who else did Eddie Bravo go up?
Yeah.
I saw he was on the lineup.
Five did 15.
He pulled a triple on you?
What?
That's crazy.
People were roaring for him.
Yeah, he was doing well.
Yeah.
Yeah, people love Eddie
Bravo. Was
that
his second time ever, Dana told me?
No. He did it for like
15 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, he did? For a while and then stopped?
3 or 4 months, 5 months.
I was shocked he was on the lineup. I had no idea.
Two service dogs in my show tonight in San Diego. Two service dogs.
Tell us about your gig.
We had a different night. We had a different night. Actually, it was
How
really
are
good.
You?
No, it was really
How
good.
How was your show?
It was really good. We talked about it before you came down here and started talking about
but
sucking everything off.
That wasn't on air. Whoa. Sucking everything off.
No, we did. You're right. We didn't talk about it. No, it was cool. Jackie Gold and I, who I love.
How
love hanging with her. We both did about 35-ish.
Oh, that's cool.
Show's only an hour.
That's great.
You're in and out. So it starts at 8. The place closes at 9. Like at 9, they're like, wrap it up.
Yeah. Wrap it up.
That was good.
What joke killed the hardest?
This Cubs joke that I'm doing now about those guys sucking each other off in the bathroom. That thing's tight.
People love
tight.
It.
Tight, yeah.
The Cubs sucking each other off?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's a good joke.
I have a friend outside. I have to go outside.
All right. Danny, you okay?
Yeah. Oh, you got your Boonchakalaka purse.
Are you angry?
No.
All right. Ari's a bad person. Don't worry.
Don't forget your drink, sweetie. Dana, is that your water too,
Dana
baby?
Dana gets horny when
you some water?
Jesus Christ.
She gets horny for black athletes.
Yeah.
You guys need like a gel.
Okay. Athlete. Thank you, lady, for first time in the studio. Yeah. Wants to redesign everything.
That's a producer for you.
She does get horny when she drinks.
She does.
Oh, trust me.
Listen, if the fire kid will drop
she
dick on her,
ass.
Do it. I will pay for the room.
He came up to me and he's like, touch my muscles. And she's What's like, up, can you? I touch your muscles?
Who said that? Callan?
Dana, yeah.
Did she touch his muscles?
And then she's like, I want you though. And she was like coming on hard.
I'm fine with that.
Trust me, no, Tripoli.
She said you'd be fine with it.
Yeah,
that's why I knew it was a safe place
if
to
Tripoli,
tell. I don't feel like I was gossiping.
If those two, and throw Ari in the mix, if those two, those three of those guys, TP her, as Ari likes to call it.
As he texts on his ancient phone with
If
his
they
pink
triple
nails.
Team. If
I
they,
only want your nails painted from now on. I love it.
If they triple team Dana, Sam calls that getting out of the red. That's it. You know what I mean?
Ari, you got to go. You look anxious.
No, it's okay.
Ari's allowed to be on his phone, but we are not.
Something I got to do. That's all.
Yeah, because you know he's looking
know
at the. He might just be cranking
just
the side of it.
Surprised me.
What's up?
I didn't know this was happening. It surprised me.
Well, we decided
you would
to
almost
do
say you can't believe this is happening.
Yeah.
Oh, snaps. Are you? Have they shot any yet? No,
yeah,
can't
they,
talk about
they,
it. Okay.
They shot a week. Yeah, I was about to go out front. Someone was like, hey, come out front, meet somebody. I was like, okay. And you're like, come downstairs. I'm like, I can't.
You got to meet somebody. I get it.
Well, I
got to meet somebody.
Al Hitler.
By the way, Ari,
yeah.
By the way, people are really getting into the Patreon. We had a bunch sign up today. It's starting to pick up. Yeah.
Now, what's a cutoff? We have a date that's like we got to be done by like
End
August,
of July.
Or
End of July.
Okay.
It's done.
August 1st.
And
no.
If they don't do it, we quit Patreons. We never
no,
do
I'm saying
one ever again.
Midnight, August 1st.
I prefer you drop an N bomb.
31st of July, whatever.
Yeah. Maybe that should be a threat, though. We never do another Patreon. You get nothing from us. We quit the podcast.
If somebody doesn't
don't
give
do
us, how about this? Let's just say this. If we don't get $50,000 from people for nothing, we are going to blow this whole fucking thing up. Everybody goes down.
Like
you think
it.
We told secrets today about who fucked who? On? We pretty much gave everyone sexual inventory, including phantom inventories.
How we were like, this is who fucked Esther. This is who fucked this person.
We didn't say that. We didn't say who fucked Esther.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, for sure we did.
We absolutely did.
We for sure named everyone.
Pretty much every person we mentioned who they fucked.
I was getting...
Including fight nannies, too. But you think that's... dangerous? Wait till we don't get our 50 grand. Patreon? I dare you
Wait,
to not give us 50,000.
We should name everyone you three a fuck. That's...
We ain't got that kind of time.
Yeah. Ah, yeah.
My
right.
girlfriend
that's
just walked
a
5
hour podcast.
We ain't got that kind
she
of time.
She wants fuck fire yeah. the kids, so I'm hoping.
So Sam's been with Dana like 12 years. Let's name everyone you
it's
fucked
good,
in the
good,
last 12
good,
years.
It's a good way to get intel into their... Into their
but that's also how you know they've been together
take
for 12 years.
Yeah.
When you're together when you're together with
someone... She fucks him really good. They'll be tired. Slice.
When you're together with someone for like 12 months and you're like, hey man, Brian Callen just like was hitting on your chick and she wants it. Then you go up to her and go, hey man, why are you fucking disrespecting me like that? You've been with someone for 12
years.
You go up to Brian Callen and go, dude, listen, please, if you're going to bang her, do it Friday tonight. Because that gives me a little window to get out and maybe go see a movie alone.
Let me know what you're doing. Yeah. I'll fake my death, disappear, and you'll never hear from me again.
You are giving me the out I've been wanting for 11 and a half years, brother.
I just want to make it, Dana happy, and if having two fucking really well-in-shape guys
alpha males that are going to get their teeth chipped because they're fucking with us. You know what I mean?
Two dudes who will be dead soon.
Hey, maybe if you're hungry, they can eat a knuckle sandwich.
Yeah. I'd love to watch you fight. When's the last time you were in an actual fight? Oh, shit!
Yay! Leave, idiot. Leave.
How did you know about this, Bert? Who told you?
I can't. Ladies and gentlemen, Bert Kreischer walking in. People can't tell
Bert
who this
Kreischer,
is.
Bert Kreischer, can I tell you something? Every time I see you, I find a new reason to love you. Is that creepy? When did you get your ear pierced? You're looking dangerous.
When did you get your
ear pierced? He just did get his ear pierced.
When did you get it pierced?
No, he just got it pierced like in the last month or two.
No, I got them both pierced. Can we smoke weed down here?
Is this a new Bert Kreischer that doesn't play by the rules?
Totally.
Let's share a mic.
Who that is?
Who are you talking to?
Who that is?
What is that, Kevin Gaslam you're trying to sleep with?
Again?
Well, I mean, we know she's hooked up with Mickey Gall.
No, I haven't.
Eskimo.
I haven't. Totally Nick Diaz, and for some reason.
You fucked Joey Diaz?
Nick
Diaz. Oh, sorry, that's a different story.
I called him earlier. Mickey and Lewis hang out in New York together every night. Somehow I'm the tie to Nick Diaz. They fuck every girl in New York together. Like, why am I the tie? I mean, I'm honored you think I fuck everyone that comes on the show.
The line was...
Mickey Gall and Luis Gomez fuck the same girls a lot?
Hold on.
Why do you guys assume it was me? It caught me off guard.
Because you fucked two of them at least, so then
it's
like...
No, I didn't.
That's
yeah. Hold on.
What do you mean?
They said we're Eskimo brothers with Nick
Diaz. Wait. Let me ask you a question.
I'm so weird.
If I think you've had sex with two of them, which two do you think it is?
What are you talking about? I fucked Nick Diaz.
I think there's one other one that you did it with. No, I didn't.
Wait, can I? Have we talked about her fucking Nick Diaz before?
No.
Can I ask you, what is it like to fuck a real grappler?
Without getting all of us punched in the face or never having him as a guest on the show.
Yeah,
answer
that's
that question.
Like, he told me I'm not necessarily allowed to talk
Well,
about
unless he's on Patreon, he won't hear it.
Yeah, he won't listen to this.
Yeah,
but
so
what
tell
if he
us.
Gets someone to
Does
listen?
He have one
to
hey,
bit?
Listen, there's one thing we know. Our listeners never rat us out for things that we've ever said
yeah,
on this
they
show.
Do.
Hey,
they
let
really
me
don't.
Ask you something.
I don't know.
Does he have one big nut like Ari? Does he have like
he
that?
He has a really big dick. I don't think he'd be upset
with
me saying
that.
Well,
I think he's cool with that.
He's got a big dick. He's got nice, normal balls.
What did I tell you?
I said he likes to go down on you for like 3 hours, and that's not an exaggeration.
I heard Moby likes to eat ass for like 3 hours.
This
like you got to bring a book.
I won't say anything bad.
Moby?
How about you ask me questions?
No shit. They don't have pussies. Of course he eats ass for
Yeah.
Were you talking about the DJ Moby?
Yeah, the DJ.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the whale?
Not the whale.
Are you going the whale?
Yeah.
How many other
Mobys are there?
Comic from New York. Modi?
That's Modi.
Modi, yeah.
I'm sure he eats ass, too.
I think we all eat ass.
I ate some last night.
Oh, you did?
Just a drive-by.
I'm
not going back to puss.
Okay.
As did I.
Yeah, man. Once in a while, you gotta.
So is this girl serious?
Who is she? Tell us.
She's a girl I hang out with in L.A.
Oh, she just.
Is it the Armenian?
No, that's dumb.
I forgot about her. She was always very nice. I've liked a lot of your girlfriends actually.
Jewish girls in New York.
Later, yeah, I got
her. But do you love her still? You loved her.
Wait, the Jewish girl? No, I never got to that level.
How long till Ari knocks up somebody? Remember when Ari was on the podcast? He's like, "Dude, it's not funny. It's a serious thing, and I don't want to talk about." I'm like. I was like, oh, Ari got somebody pregnant, and she's keeping it.
Oh, that would be the worst. Finish this off.
Because that's going to be a fucking...
No, I'm a child.
It's a one-hitter. It's a tiny one-hitter.
Yeah. And I'm a fucking adult, and I have a mortgage, and I'll do what the fuck I want to do.
He's a man with an earring and kills.
When I did Chrysler's podcast at his house, a little man cave, which I loved. It was very fun. He breaks out these cigars that they look like what I would think Scottie Pippen's dick to look like.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Huge.
Yeah, smoke this. I'm like, yeah, well, I guess this is going to be a long podcast then. I know. Dude, the cigar had balls. I'll just say that, okay?
probably been with a Kardashian.
Oh,
too.
Two hits already? I thought it was a one hitter.
Oh, ah. You got served.
Yeah. All right, finish that. Finish Harris that. All right, finish that.
I'm saying you finish it. One hitter is not.
How
one
was the
hit.
OR? How was the OR?
It's tough. I'm not gonna lie to you.
That was in the main room.
So you,
dude,
how many service dogs in the crowd?
They weren't the best. That crowd wasn't the best.
No. It does not matter. I will tell you the one thing Look, I'm coming from this as an outsider, a hardcore outsider, and I know
oh, the
that.
Store?
Yeah. I think the belly room's the funnest. The main room is probably not. I wouldn't say the easiest, but it's definitely the most set up for you to succeed. But the OR is where you find out what you're doing on the road is pandering.
Yeah. Like, Chad Zumach, our friend, says he's been hanging out at the Comedy Store, and he realized.
Is this a 10-hitter, Ari? Because I noticed that I took one hit, and now you're still tapping it and hitting it.
It's very clogged.
It's all what you should have been doing.
Yeah. The OR has gotten in my head a little bit.
I've seen it humble everybody, bro.
Dude, it's humbled me, man. I feel like I'm a really great comic on the road. I know I sell tickets, but I realize my weaknesses really quickly in that room. Really quickly.
Yeah, it's a pretty good room.
You know what really the OR is, dude? Does? Doesn't know, and not that you do this, but you learn. It takes away any tricks.
Yeah.
There's no tricks. You know why?
Crutches. No. I'm gonna disagree politely.
Okay.
I will simply say that there are people that succeed very well in it. I think with pulling tricks. I think
there's some tricks to the OR.
Yeah, there are some tricks.
There's tricks to the OR, but it's like I don't know how to explain it. Just like I when I do the road, I watch some of these features and openers, and I feel I feel for them because like their act is just.
Oh, they would never work there.
It would just like, I'm just like,
standard
man, you're
don't work there.
What?
Is that your 10th hit? Is that your 10th hit, Ari?
This hits a lot. I took it back.
Are you really so funny?
You fucking dick.
Ari, you're like a.
What a face. That was
like
the best
Screech,
face.
I hear on cocaine. Like,
by the way,
be like, hey,
actually,
Screech,
take this back.
I
want to
get back
check.
Into this because I'm obsessed with this right now. The birth and the insight and comedy the store has given me is that with another hit.
Jesus, I think it's got like half of one left.
How many hits, dude?
It's so much. It's a tiny little bowl.
It's really opened my eyes to what I'm doing wrong in comedy.
What do you think it is?
What do you think it is?
Writing for my fans.
Mm. Writing for your fans. Oh, yeah.
Like writing from your heart and just going into a group of people that want to buy tickets to UCU and then they go, that's another hit. And then they just go, oh, that's what I thought he'd say. Yeah. You know what I mean? And challenge people.
Guys, some of the staff is coming in right now. Hey, it smells like weed in here. Can you make an announcement to the powers that be?
I'm offended. I'll tell you the person that uses this club better than anyone else.
Who?
No questions asked, Bill Burr.
Burr, yeah.
He uses this club better than anyone else.
Boon Shakalaka probably second.
Yeah, I would say that.
Who's that?
Why, how does he use this club? What do you mean?
Use. How?
He,
You said lose.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, you're so fucked up. You can't even say
you.
How
many hits would you say of that one hitter?
Teeing off on Sam's girlfriend.
Yeah, I know. You just totally went
off
on
Dana. Oh, look
at
Ari. He's so blasted.
I miss her. Okay. You act like she's, like, moved away.
You don't seem like she did the way you threw her under the bus the minute she walked in the room.
Here.
She played that off good.
She wants to fuck Fighter.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut your fucking mouth.
We've already told
mouth.
People on the Love air. We've already
but
told people.
Bert
you don't spit to him on the mic, you
Bert
idiot.
Doesn't know.
No, but you should know. Don't be a fucking dumb idiot.
Zip your cake
hole.
He's
so nice to me off air. It's weird.
Tell him on
like
the mic.
Today's like, want to go get lunch? Like, you're my best friend.
I did not say that. I did not say that.
Is it time to repack that pipe?
Pipe now.
All right, wait.
Hey,
Bert.
Yeah.
We might have to tell you something very. You may want to do some fucking cleaning to this.
Yeah, you might want to clean.
Which
hand
is the Charmin hand?
Lefty.
His left hand, he wiped his.
He shit. You know, you love Danish and O'Neill. He shit yesterday in front of O'Neill a few days ago. Wasn't going to wipe. Wiped with his hand. O'Neill's like, you need to wash your hands with your. Wipe with. Wash your hands with
Bert,
dirt.
Bare hand.
He wasn't going to.
Bare hand.
Bare hand wipe.
Yeah.
Was going to continue the hike like nothing
but
happened.
I washed water.
O'Neill's
water wipe,
like.
Wipe, wipe.
Parts unknown, weight unknown.
Dirt. This is disgusting. And he's like, touched him and was like, what's wrong? Yeah, tell him how gross he is.
And that's a guy's face that's changed diapers. This guy changed diapers on two beautiful children, and he's floored.
I'm simply agreeing with that procedure.
Yeah,
I think it's a very, very flexible. This is what I'm talking about.
You're also holding the pipe that he just put his shit hand on.
Well, you know
this
what?
This is what I'm saying.
Times
this
is tough.
This is why they don't shake hands with the right hand in Iraq.
Well, wipe with the left. Got the peanut pits out. Wipe with the left.
Why do you just throw bidet on it? Why don't you just bidet it? Oh, pour it on my back?
No, just let it run into the crack?
Yeah. Give it the old Mount St. Helens squeeze.
No, you only, here's why. Good question. If I had unlimited water, maybe I'd try that. I didn't have unlimited water.
Did you only have one bottle between the two of you?
He had a half a bottle left. I had almost all mine.
Hold on, you used his bottle?
No, July 18th.
No, but you're doing it tomorrow.
I'll be at a bidet spa all day tomorrow, by the way.
Doing two sessions at a time.
Yeah, do you guys know what's going on in Hollywood? I have a lot of gay friends, and the big thing right now is they're shutting down all the bathhouses.
No.
Why?
Yes.
Why?
Disease?
Because this town, is everything is shooting
up. Wait, hold on one second. That was the most beautiful statement. Disease. Yeah. The conversation's over.
Right. One word.
Disease. Yeah. Disease.
Yeah, for sure, that's why.
Disease. Like... Why else would they?
If there was a bar, let's pick a bar. Saddle Ranch. 12 people got some horrible disease at Saddle Ranch because everybody's sucking each other off in the back. You know, that place is going to get a B or a C.
Yeah, they're going to get a C.
At Crunch, they were like, hey, man, you can't fuck dudes in the ass in this room.
Dude, I used to work at Crunch, and there used to be something called Jerk Off Patrol. We would do it. The Hollywood one here.
That was the one where they had the clear showers. Yeah. Not clear, but you could see silhouettes.
So Jerk Off Patrol. Yeah.
At the wow. Lemley?
Yeah.
At the Sunset Five.
I used to work out there.
Yeah, and I went there, and there would be the guy side and the girl side. You wouldn't have any chick showering in the silhouettes. You couldn't find one. They would never shower there. Guys, there's a line. There's like a three-day wait to shower in the silhouette for the guys, and then dudes would just start jerking off. And you'd have to go in there and go, listen, dude, if you keep jerking off.
I have a question.
In particular, the three of you, and
Nanny, you can chime in on this, but I don't think it really applies to you. Craziest, whether it's work or driving 70 miles an hour down the road, place you've beat off to completion. Where you're like, I can't believe I just pulled that off. Yours is, I'm going to save you for last because that's going to be like.
I literally beat off everyone.
Yeah, that's why I got to let you think about it.
Ari.
Hold on. Wait, I want to start this game over again. I thought I had I thought I was going to top the cake without a doubt. Mine was a Jiffy Lube.
Jiffy Lube.
Oh, that's pun intended.
Hold on. In my dad's car.
With your dad driving.
No. He went in and I was like, something like, so the wind changed.
How old were
like,
you?
Wow.
Probably,
40.
probably 12, 13.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
so right.
You needed 90 seconds to get a snap.
You
whack.
Have unlimited boners at that moment. Unlimited boners.
They're dangerous.
But you're coming at 13.
Like,
you're coming.
Again.
Did you come?
Or
you're just rubbing a boner?
I must not have come. I can't imagine if I'd be sitting in my dad's green Cadillac blowing a load on his car. Like,
where'd you come?
That's pretty good.
No, I didn't come.
That's what I was saying.
I'm too young.
Anybody here fuck their couch?
Yeah, sure. I fucked my couch. I thought you were gonna say cousin.
Yeah. I know. I fucked your cousin.
Anyone have a cousin that was pretty much hot enough?
I fucked a couch so much that I woke up the next day. There's a love seat in there. I'm like, with my eyes, that gets dicey.
So retarded.
Sign out.
I once put lunchable meats, in between the sheets.
No.
And fucked the lunch.
No.
Dude, you know my buddy Brian Jarvis? He was waiting for his brothers to leave. He had a bunch of big brothers. All of his brothers used to shit on him. Jarvis is maybe the least funniest person in his family.
Anybody?
I'm good. Everybody in Jarvis's family is funny.
Really?
Jarvis couldn't wait for his older brothers and their friends used to just pick on him ad nauseum. They finally fucking leave. And 14-year-old Jarvis is so happy. This dumb fuck cuts a circular hole into a total brand new pumpkin. Not a gutted out Halloween pumpkin. Jack-o'-lantern. Just a live pumpkin. Cuts a hole in it. Then microwaves this little motherfucker for like 30 seconds. And now he's fucking this warm pumpkin.
What?
13 years old. Like, this is the greatest feeling. I'm the smartest guy in this world. And then his brother and his buddies, high school buddies, come back because they forgot something. And they walk in and this guy's got his pants around his ankles and his dick in a jack-o'-lantern. To this day, they still call him Pumpkin, him and his brother and his buddies. Hal and his brothers. And when I was at his wedding, all of those guys are like, hey, Pumpkin's getting married. He's 40 getting married. They're still calling this guy Pumpkin from fucking 30 fucking years earlier.
The fuck fruit is weird. My buddies once hold down their
You
sister.
Fucked a sandwich. Don't skip that. You fucked a sandwich.
I fucked a McDonald's cheeseburger.
I fucked Steve Burns' chicken sandwich, and then he watched him eat it.
You fucked a cheeseburger?
I fucked a cheeseburger on a road trip. I was looking for something warm.
And you found it.
Yeah.
Well, hold on.
By the way, the smell of McDonald's while you're fucking is awesome.
I bet.
Oh, really?
Dude, you could, yeah.
Better than the normal smells.
Yeah, it's better than fucking watching a porn.
I'd fuck a fry.
No. Oh, can I tell you what I'm into right now?
Oh,
yeah, please.
Can I tell you what
you
I'm into?
You just kind of got some blood flowing.
Amber Rose.
And I can't find
We never heard. No shit. The last four episodes of Unchunk. Please pull up pictures of her so I can stay.
Amber Rose?
Yeah, this guy.
She looks good.
He loves her.
It's just good. He's into it too much. But wait, what'd you do?
Yeah.
I think I should change my mind.
No. What are you into? No, you're saying what you're into right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So when I a long time ago, I was a dominatrix camp, and they asked me if I wanted to get sounded. I didn't know what.
You were at a dominatrix camp?
Like GIMP, summer
GIMP,
camp?
GIMP.
Which, by the way, but no, GIMP, which is worse than camp. Like, I was a GIMP. I was, like, tied up and tortured.
Really?
Yeah, it was for a TV show. But
thank God.
But by the way, I definitely cheated on my wife at the time, or my same wife. But how did I get so fucked up?
What's happening?
Is that one hitter?
No, you guys had that 10 hitter.
Yeah, so no. I know. No. My wife knows it. It was on TV. Listen. My wife's cool.
Oh, okay. My girlfriend just said she wants to get fucked by Fire the Kid. This is a free space.
Fight.
Yeah.
No, you didn't. So, I literally don't care.
So they go, you got to pick one, anal, speculum, or sounding. And so I picked
sounding.
Okay.
I guarantee you it's
on the
stake.
A guy who has a TV show about fucking storytelling, let him tell the story.
No. I like the way this is going. Sounding is a bunch of steel rods that they insert in your urethra.
Oh!
In your urethra.
And then they kind of pump them.
No.
They put
no.
vibrators on them. No. They lick them. They hum on them.
It just hurts.
No.
I got a shutdown story.
I don't know, man. I've never done it.
What?
I've never done it.
What do you mean
it.
You got shut down? What?
You just reminded me of something I forgot about since my childhood.
All right, let's go.
Dude, did you enjoy it?
I never did it. I chose the anal speculum.
Of course.
Oh, I would go anal, too.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Shut up my ass before my...
I'll take anal speculum over mystery curtain anytime.
Shoving shit up your fucking dick hole?
So my... Granted, raised by lesbians, but my non-biological side... My grandfather on that side was a very well-respected psychiatrist. Literally was, like, handling all the state prisons in, like, Chicagoland area. Like, he was, like, a big time. They used to have these prisoners, so he would go and evaluate all the prisoners. He would go into the prison, and there were certain people that would do things to get out of prison to go into the hospital where you're treated better and you're not stuck in the prison. Oh. One guy, what he kept doing was jamming shit into his dick hole. Now, I knew the story when I was 12, so you started thinking about this.
In
order to be able to go to the regular hospital?
Yes. So, and then they would have to, you know, give him anesthesia, and then they would take it out, and then he would sit in the hospital for like 2 days, and then they would put him back in. But then it started getting
bigger. By the way, well worth it.
Here are some of the things that he started jamming into what later they called his purse. A plastic spoon with the spoon part broken off.
Oh.
All the way into his dick hole.
I may have to stop listening. My asshole's tingling
right now.
How did you get it that big?
A bed coil uncoiled?
I'm done listening. I'm gonna put headsets on and play a music song or something.
Oh. Okay, I'm with you. You shut it down. You shut it down.
What else?
Oh, I'm not at the shut up part.
No, you're at the you want
Here's
get
how
there.
They shut it down and they got him to stop.
Oh shit.
Quit giving him anesthesia.
Really?
And then it started, hey, man, you want to play this game the hard way? We're just going to just yank it out. That game ended quick.
He was like, I'm done now. Well, we're all off the air.
Yep. Oh, God.
Are we okay?
No.
And now we're okay.
Are we all right?
We're okay in here. That's the monitor.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to fuck more food.
Is that
you?
Did you guys
not
see?
Yes or no.
Did you guys see the video that Punch Drunk tweeted where the MMA fighter busted his testicle? It exploded.
Oh no!
I saw that.
No,
I see
put it up on the screen.
It's awful.
Put it up on the screen.
You can't really tell. You can't really see it.
Are
you
look
can see
so
blood,
much
though,
different from
go
Tony
on
Shea
with other bears?
I like it.
And he's high as fuck.
You like
you
it?
You got him high.
All right, I think
you're
yeah, really
Ari,
good.
Ari starts talking shit to me about a one-hitter.
You got. You must have retard weed.
That's
no,
Joey
I think
Diaz
you look
weed.
Good.
I was just
oh, he is?
Joey and I go to the same dispensary, and so Joey always just saves whatever. Yeah, whatever he smokes. He goes, oh, says I'm for the B-man.
Thank ordering you. Pot with Joey Diaz is like ordering drinks with Kyle Kinane. It's just you're
it's me.
Automatic.
Or me.
Oh, that's the
Jesus
truth.
Christ.
That's
the
truth.
Listen,
I mean, but I was
Kyle and
the
I have
zone.
A thing about who's the number one drinking comedian.
Do you really?
No, I'm joking.
I That'd
no,
be
by
so
the way,
weird.
It's not a title you want.
Yeah, it really isn't because then everyone
Why?
Goes
you're
like,
"You're great at it."
Yeah, but I like drinking for me. I don't. I'm always sober when I'm on stage, except for tonight. But like. Like, but I'm always sober when I go on stage.
You don't drink at all on stage?
I mean, I have a drink. I have a drink like you would or anyone would. But
just
I
depends where you're at, too.
Yeah, but it's like I don't get hammered to go on stage. Everyone thinks I'm, like, lit. Like, when if you think Kyle Kinane, you go, oh, he's fucking been drinking all day. And, you know, that's
Is he
not
drink
true.
That much?
He
no.
handles
no,
it.
Not at all.
No,
not
no,
at
no,
all.
No,
not at all.
No, no, no. No, no, no.
You like, can't tell he's drunk.
Who's the number one cocaine comic?
You were up there for a little bit.
I was up there.
Yeah,
they're all dead. They're all dead.
You've been stripped to the title, but you didn't lose the title.
Everyone's dead.
Stanhope,
I think
doesn't is not like I just partied with him pretty hard the other night, and he does not. He's not doing cocaine.
All Scottish comics are fucking heavy.
No,
on
he didn't
cocaine.
Quit. He just I don't think he does.
Are they?
Really?
Is that true?
I mean, like I don't think he quit.
Dude, his end of the world podcast story.
There's no,
when he told about. His what? Woman going to the hospital and how
one.
They found the coke in her fanny pack and out of love and respect for her, they did all of her coke.
Yeah, but that's responsibility.
Huh. Yeah, I respect the fuck out of that. I respect the fuck out of that. Crusher, you killed it tonight. You were funny as fuck.
Dude, hey, by the way, I will tell you this. My only, I really love coming in here and doing like your show. You know, like
Tripoli show,
or like Red Bands, or like yeah. I like when it's family shows. You know what I mean? Like when you go in and you're like, oh, this is gonna be fun. I like doing Jeremiah's.
Yeah,
but I tell you what, the thing you need to do out of this club is do the shows that you don't belong on.
Yeah,
there's something about this man. I said this earlier, but I'm brand new to this, but there is. A real respect to how hard this club really is. I can't imagine coming up here.
Yeah, some comics, one guy, he just follows Argus like every time. And it's like, dude, you're getting so weak.
Dude, I'm actually thinking about asking Adam if I can follow Joey Diaz all the time.
I want to crack
that
actually
code.
I actually thought about I wish you could do this. I can't do this. I want to go on at 1:45 a.m.
Oh, I put in for late spots all the time.
Like, just go.
Well, it must be nice to ask for them.
Yeah. Well, he's like, well, nobody's fighting over those. You can have a 12:30 if you want.
I'm fighting.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I just don't want to be disruptive. Oh. Just giving him a time count.
Yeah. I love it. I love it doing here. I'm kind of the opposite.
What?
Where, like, I'm doing the road. I do the road enough, but not like you guys are super road dogs. Like, this month, I'm on the road every week. Some weeks, some months, I'm one, maybe. Sometimes even none. And it goes different. I need to go out and try my kung fu. I tell that to Rick Ingram all the time. It's like, Rick, you're funny as fuck, but you need to leave the dojo and practice your kung fu somewhere else.
I'll tell you right now, this place can develop really bad habits, and I know that I'm falling into them. But I'm so new to this place that I'm like I can catch them. I go, oh, I see that
What's
guy.
What's a bad habit? Would you?
No,
say?
I'm not gonna say it.
Okay.
Because I'll be calling out comics.
Okay. I watched.
Do that.
I'm dying up here, and I can relate to Andrew Santino's character. Like,
by the way, I mean, part of me feels like only we can relate to Andrew Santino's comic, like that character. Like, I'm worried America looks at that and sees us all that way. But like, I definitely know, like, and I can also relate to Al's character where he's fucking with other guys before they go on stage, because tonight. So, but like, I know that feeling. So,
Freddie did this once to Bobby Lee. Doesn't fuck with him because Freddie hated Bobby Lee, and he was like, "Oh, this next guy." He had to bring him up. We were texting him here. He goes, "Oh, you're gonna love him. He does this joke about Corn, and he's like yelling Corn. His dad's yelling at him, and he just does all of Bobby's punchlines.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, he does this other thing about, but he just ruins all of it.
Hey, how much time are we? How much time do we have left?
10. Do you want 10?
Hold on one second.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why do they call it the sounds?
Because each one will make you make a different sound.
Yep, that's my guess. That was my guess at the gate. Why don't you tell me what it was?
Okay, can I do you now?
Yeah.
Like, what if we comic funded a documentary on Freddie Soto?
I'm not getting
there is
that.
One already there. They did one. His brother did one.
How about comics do one?
We could do one.
Like, like only better. Because, like, I never met him. I met him one time, I think, at, like, a taping for Comedy Central.
The first person to ever bring me on stage at the Comedy Store.
Really?
Yeah. I always remember him for that.
Mine was Judd Apatow.
He was the last person to ever bring me on stage here.
Is that right?
Really?
Freddie, yeah.
Wait, last
he
person?
Was the last
wait,
person
I just, put you up on stage.
That doesn't mean
I always remember what...
Story didn't check out.
I always remember what you said at his...
Just didn't see the work out.
Yeah, no.
You know I miss a lot? Angelo Bowers. I miss Angelo Bowers a lot.
Fuck him. What else, Tebow?
I was saying I always remembered what you said. I always remember what you said at his service here.
Oh, Freddie.
About him teaching you to smoke while you shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's cool.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah,
one of the coolest things that I loved about I'm Dying Up Here is when they did that. And it was that's how you knew they had a lot of comics working on that show, is that when they did the memorial for the guy that fucking dies.
Yeah, and everyone's drinking jokes.
My favorite shows to do are comics memorials.
Then I got good news for you.
Wait, I'm healthy, right?
No, I was talking about me.
Who else?
But it was like Freddie's fucking show. Yeah. Dude, when Joey Diaz and Brian Holtzman go off on everybody there that didn't know him, that were just there the fucking schmooze.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and dude, I'm not even going to say the name, but after they do this, I'm talking to this one comic, and I go, how funny was Brian Holtzman talking about how there are people here that didn't even know Freddie, and they're making fun
of him? He went off.
And the guy goes, well, you know, I mean, I've never met Freddie. I thought he was a really nice guy.
Really?
And I was like, holy shit.
I'm talking to you.
Every time you see, we're almost done. Every guy keep lights
that door
somebody
open if
up.
You can.
Dude.
I feel so good. It's so hot in here.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite shows.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. Oshak got it out of the way right away. Where he's like, it's the first time I'm on the main room.
Yeah.
Quite a while. and we just knew it was like, oh, it's going to be a funny memorial.
Ramsey Moore, when Ramsey Moore died,
died?
Was funny.
Wait, Ramsey's dead.
Ramsey's dead.
Hold on,
so
what?
Break the news to you, man.
What? Did you just say that?
Yeah, they buried him in that original piano. That's why there's a new piano in the main room, because they buried him in the old one.
Hold on one second.
You knew Ramsey, too.
I knew Ramsey. Wait, Ramsey.
Ramsey bought him the cheeseburger he fucked.
I must have known this. Wait, hold on one second. Ramsey's dead?
Ramsey Moore's dead. He died.
When?
Are you being serious?
And all 11 of his pawbearers died.
Hold on. 2 years ago?
Are you being serious right now? Ramsey Moore is dead?
He died, man. Ramsey's gone. What do you think he died of?
Like 11 years ago. Where have you been?
Heart attack.
Probably something like that, right? You got to expect.
I have to know that Ramsey Moore is dead.
You had to have known. Someone must have told you.
Yeah, of course you did.
Maybe no one told you. Maybe just no one ever told you. Could that be? It wasn't national news. They
it was big news on Facebook.
Well, we didn't think
so. I will admit, when he just said that, I was kind of like, oh, that's right. I forgot he died.
I can see you slipping through the cracks and not ever hearing about
it. Wait, heart attack?
Obviously. Probably, right?
I mean,
something
he had
like
thyroid
that.
Problems.
My killer joke he killed was that the only thing I regret most about Ramsey passing is I never got to do coke off his tits right in front of his place killed, dropped a mic, walked off.
Ramsey Moore's dead.
Yeah.
he
didn't
wow,
die,
I
he didn't
know
die
that.
Dunking for the first time.
What?
He didn't die dunking for the first time.
He didn't die dunking.
Way to repurpose a Jeff Ross joke. It wasn't skydiving.
Whoa. Fucking breakthroughs today.
I can't believe. Yeah, I must have known that. I mean, I haven't seen him in a while. Yeah,
probably since he died.
I definitely haven't run into him in a while.
Yeah.
Who is his
no,
best friend?
No, for sure you have not. Wayne Rader?
Mike Jagland.
Was it Wayne?
Yeah, Jagland, and he's there's Jagland. A couple people.
Mike Jagland. God damn it. I haven't seen all of them. Are they all dead?
No, they're all
dead. They all died.
Most of them still alive.
Holy shit. Yeah. I want at my funeral, I want, number one, I'm going to hire two actors that look like Russian gangsters to come in suits and sit down and not say a word to anyone, sit for 5 minutes and then walk out. So everyone thinks that's Igor and Sasha. And then I want a lot of people crying.
Is that your memorial?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're
planning
on hiring crisis
actors? Dude, Nick Swartzen, if I'm going to be honest, Nick Swartzen talked about his funeral one time to me. I don't know where.
He used to do a bit about it.
Is that it? What it is? So, it's a bit about hiring,
he's just going to fart or something. I don't know.
Oh, he's going to have it come up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe.
But I always thought, I'm not going to be there, but I want it to be special.
Yeah.
Like, do you ever think about your funeral?
What if we did memorials for people still alive so they can feel the love?
They do that in living memorials. When people have, cancer and shit, they're like, let's do this fucking funeral. Let me be here for it. I know I'm
going 6 months.
Oh,
that is not cool.
Those are called weddings.
Why, really? You don't think so?
I can't do that. I want to beat it. If I get cancer, I'm going to beat it.
No, I respect that.
I start thinking.
I disagree, but I think
Christ.
That the main
Sith
problem
Lord
with,
is here.
By the way, you're not invited to my funeral.
Oh.
You are not, definitely not invited to my funeral because my daughter's going to be there. I just won't be able to celebrate me. I want you just being on the side being like, rah. We saw
Who'd
this
you like
one coming.
To speak at your funeral? Who'd you like to speak?
Number one, my buddy Weecho. My buddy Weecho is not a public speaker, but he cries really easy.
Oh, that'd
and when
be
he
great.
Does, he cries like a man, like lost control, like. I wouldn't mind Joey Diaz speaking at my funeral.
That'd be nice if he went off on people at your funeral. That'd be great.
What the fuck? I actually want this entire room to be at my funeral right now.
I don't want anyone in this room speaking at my funeral.
Oh, man.
I don't trust you.
Can we speak
to
each other?
My kids are going
to
be there.
Can we speak to each other?
I'd be positive. I would work some very kid-friendly dick jokes into your funeral.
I can't tell you.
I would try to push the limit, and I think they would let me get
there. I love how both these guys are lobbying to speak at your funeral.
Ari, I swear to God, man.
I would take it
right. You are
the very last
person.
Bro,
by the way,
Louis,
Teeb goes first, then
yes.
Tripoli, then Ari.
Hey guys, at the Crusher funeral, it's gonna get a little weird. I need you guys to stick with me on this. Here we go.
Guys, ride this one out with me.
Hi, how long we got?
Like 2 hours.
Yeah, it's been an hour. Okay, man.
He just keeps yelling tens out.
Well, hey, dude, I got a jam. If you guys want to keep going, you can.
What do you got a jam to?
I mean, it's only one.
I gotta get up.
Girlfriend's
yeah.
right here.
Yeah, she's. Cross-eyed drunk.
Oh, yeah.
I got to get her home.
You got to get her to Brian Callen's house.
I got to get her to Callen's house so they can run a train
get
on
that
her.
DP.
I will watch.
TP.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
TP.
I'm not angry. I love it.
You didn't say it.
Which
was
is ironic for you to say TP because you never use toilet paper.
I want to know what the negative things are off air when we can. Go on, Fight Nanny. Hey, Fight Nanny's going to got some things to say.
No, she introduced me to everyone tonight. Do you know who she is? She fucked Nick Diaz.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, you did. And I was like, what?
I did not
I was like, what? Yes, you did. And